my name is Shaylin.
And my name is Charlotte. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs are working on their writing skills. They made a special booklet for Father's Day. Father's Day isn't until June, but because it occurs when school is not in session, some of the kids pointed out that isn't fair for Dad. This week, the Cubs are going to Sydney's for ice cream and to eat their lunch on the beach.
The Fawns are learning and talking about what you might find in a pond. This afternoon, the students will be creating pond plates. A pond plate is made with model magic on a paper plate. Model magic is clay that dries well in air. The students are looking forward to working with it.
The Wolves spent some time this week practicing for Portfolio Night. Portfolio Night occurs every year in all classrooms at the end of the school. It is an evening when students share their best work with their families. The portfolios include reflections on what was learned, how it could be better, and what qualities the students possessed in order to make the work possible, such as cooperation, responsibility, self-control, etc. In order to be prepared to answer questions, students worked in groups asking one another what they liked best and what was the hardest piece to produce, and other reflective questions.
The Lynx students ran their mile and feel quite proud of themselves. Every Lynx student was a finisher. They all have an appreciation for just how far a mile is. Earlier this week, the Lynx paired up with their reading buddies and the entire school to spend the day at the beach. Each school year, the whole school walks down to the beach off Old Shore Road. An older student is paired with the younger, and they are buddies for the whole year. The school goes as a group once in the fall and once in the spring, marking the beginning and end of the school year.
The 8th grade Otters will be graduating on Friday. This year there will be two graduation ceremonies, one for the students during the day and one in the evening for families. The students prepare and give a speech. Parents bring some Kleenex. Each otter receives an otter puppet as a memento of their time at Great Expectations. Graduation is always bittersweet. This year, there will be 10 GES graduates.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Charlotte.
And Shaylin.
Have a great summer. See you next year.